Good evening, this is Herb Ellis welcoming you to The Good Word, featuring Evangeline Baker and Tom Paxton. Tonight marks the 10th in ABC's new series of Games with Words, and seated on our stage are representatives of the cities of Oakland and San Francisco to take part in the competition for the title of Bay Area Spelling Champions, plus $100 in cash. Six cities are entered in the battle: San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Alameda, Richmond, and Burlingame. And the competition is hot and heavy.
Tonight, I'm again on the side of the E-Bell Club representing the city of Oakland.
And, of course, I'm working right along with the Press Club representing the city of San Francisco.
And the voices you just heard were those of our two moderator coaches, Evangeline Baker and Tom Paxton.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much, Herb Ellis. And what's the good word for tonight, Evangeline?
Well, Tom, tonight's payoff night on the good word. In other words, it's the finals of the first leg or first 10 weeks of competition.
And how well I know it. I'm expecting at the end of this evening's battle of wits and words to hand over 100 smackaroos to the men of the San Francisco team.
And I'm just as confident of awarding the cash and the honors to my ladies of the E-Bell Club representing the city of Oakland.
Well, we'll see about that 1/2 hour from now, Evangeline. But as long as we're exuding confidence for our two teams, I have a telegram here I'd like to read. It's from the men who do pretty well in their own right in upholding the civic honor of San Francisco. And, of course, I'm speaking about the San Francisco Seals baseball team. Here's the wire. To the men of the San Francisco Press Club spelling team, your ball team is leading the league, and we expect you to do as well. Stop. Keep your heads up. Stop. Lefty O'Doul.
Now, don't feel like you're left out of things, Oakland, because I have here a wire from Mr. Casey Stengel and the Oakland Acorn baseball team. And to quote him to the E-Bell Club, we hope you show the same fight as the Oakland Oaks tonight and win for Oakland. Signed, Casey Stengel.
Well, that ought to get the stage set for tonight's important finals battle. So suppose we get going with the first good round of words. The first word goes to this lovely lady standing up with a feather in her hat, and she is Mrs. Donald Crane, right?
Yes.
You're the lady who jumps up so frequently when you represent the Oakland E-Bell Club, right?
Right, I guess.
Fine, I hope you do it again tonight.
No, Mrs. The others are going to do it tonight.
Well, we'll find that out. First of all, I'd like to explain the scoring system for this round. If you spell the word correctly, you win 1 point. If you then define the word correctly, you win another point for a total of 2. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, then here we go. Your first good word for tonight is acumen.
Acumen. A-C-U-M-E-N.
Gives you 1 point. Can you get another with a correct
and
definition?
And it means sharpness and perception and knowledge, a quickness of understanding.
Quickness of insight or discernment, keenness of intellect, absolutely right for 2 points. Congratulations, Mrs. Donald Crane. That gives the Oakland E-Bell Club 2 points, and here's Evangeline Baker with my first good man for the night.
And the first member of Tom Paxton's team representing San Francisco and the Press Club is Bob Hagen of the San Francisco Chronicle. Say, by the way, have you been using hair tonic since we saw you last?
Oh, no, I just let it grow naturally, doing what comes naturally.
Well, it's been doing very well. I think it's about an inch longer than the last time we saw you. Have you been studying good words in the meantime?
No, I've been on vacation.
Well, look at the E-Bell Club, and I've got a good word for you right now. It happens to be aesthetic.
A-S-C-E-T-I-C.
That's 1 point for the Press Club. And now, how about the meaning?
Aesthetic means strict in a manner of, in a way of life. Leading an ascetic life as a monk leads an ascetic life.
I think that's very good. Aesthetic, self-denying and practicing self-denial. So on. Okay, Tom,
okay, Evangeline, now let's go over to Mrs. R.S. Holloway. Is that right?
That's right.
Mrs. Holloway, you were the, or are, the financial secretary of the Oakland E-Bell Club.
That's right.
Looking very charming tonight.
Thank you.
A little nervous?
No.
Glad to have you back again this week. This is your 5th week on the program, is it not?
That's right.
Fine. Your first good word for tonight is facsimile, Mrs. Holloway.
Facsimile. F-A-C-S-I-M-I-L-E.
You're absolutely right for 1 point. What's the definition?
And it means an exact copy.
Or a reproduction of for 2 points. Congratulations, Mrs. Holloway. Well, that gives the Oakland E-Bell Club 4 points. Let's see what the San Francisco Press Club can do, Evangeline.
Say, Tom, I'm glad my team have come because I'm so anxious for them to win tonight, I'm stuttering. Now, our next contestant representing San Francisco is Mr. Don Baldwin of the Associated Press. And this is your first appearance on the team, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, they haven't scared you out or anything like that?
I'm a little shaky.
All right, well, we'll give you a good word right to begin with. Your good word is dudgeon.
D-U-D-G-E-O-N.
That's right, and another point for San Francisco. And now the meaning of dudgeon.
Anger. And someone who's in the dudgeon is very angry, upset.
I think that's good enough. Sullen displeasure, resentment, malice. 2 points for San Francisco.
Okay, thank you very much. That brings us to lady number three. Representing the Oakland E-Bell Club, she is Mrs. Ernest. Who are you? She's not even going to talk to me. Mrs. Ernest Shibley, or Shibley, is that right?
That's
and you're the first vice president of the Oakland E-Bell Club. Fine. I understand your president is ill, Mrs. Shibley.
Very sorry that she can't be here tonight.
I've met her, and she's a very charming lady. I think that all of us here in the audience today certainly hope she gets out of that bed in a whale of a hurry.
Thank you. I'm sure she's listening in and she likes that.
Well, Mrs. Shibley, your first good word for tonight is benign.
Benign. B-E-N-I-G-N.
Absolutely right. For one point. Now the definition for another?
Well, it means blessed or beneficent or very good.
Kindly, genial, generous, gracious. That's 2 points more for you, Mr. Shibley. Evangeline Baker.
All right, and now we come to the incoming president of the San Francisco Press Club, Mr. Larry Davies, who represents the New York Times in San Francisco. Welcome to Good Word. Your first appearance on the team, isn't it, sir?
Right.
Have you heard about the good reputation they've made for themselves?
Yes, indeed, but I don't like curveballs.
Oh, don't you? Just right straight from the shoulder?
Yeah.
I'm doing my best to throw all the curves I can at this team tonight, you know.
I don't doubt it.
Well, I have a good word for you, and it is fiasco.
Fiasco, F-I-A-S-C-O.
I wouldn't expect a newspaper man to know what it means, but can you define it?
I'm better at spelling than definitions.
Go ahead, use your hands. I think it's a good idea for you to use your hands.
You're going to be the outgoing president before you even get in, if you're not careful there.
Fiasco is...
It really is, isn't it?
It's again right.
You have...
Something that doesn't turn out the way you expect it to turn out.
That's right. Can you complete it just a little bit more? Or you think... would you say a failure?
Yes.
All right. In that case, you want to point. It is a humiliating failure. Say, Tom, I'm entirely too helpful for your team. I hope you'll be as nice to my ladies.
I'll try to, Evangeline, because Roy Armstrong, whose name I couldn't forget, and I couldn't forget, too, that she is formerly the general chairman of the Oakland E-Bell Club, right?
Right.
Fine. Glad to have you back again, Mrs. Armstrong. Your first good word for tonight is combustible.
Combustible. C-O-M-B-U-S-T-I-B-L-E.
Oh, Mrs. Armstrong, you're absolutely right once again.
Thank
yes, sir. Scared you to death last week.
Indeed, you did.
Can you give me another good point with the correct definition?
Well, that is that which you can set on fire.
Inflammable, fiery, any substance that will burn readily, you're right for 2 points. Two more points for Mrs. Leroy Armstrong and the Oakland E-Bell Club, and now here's Evangeline Baker.
And here's an old friend of ours. It's Joe St. Amant of INS and another representative of San Francisco. Your hair's been growing too, hasn't it?
It has, a little bit.
Did you have a little competition among you to see... No, it's just been growing naturally?
No, I just cut it for the summer. Air conditioning.
I see. And now that the fog's rolling in, you're going to let it go back to the natural length. Is that right?
I think I might.
All right, I have a good word for you tonight, and the word is bagatelle.
Bagatelle. B-A-G-A-T-E-L-L-E.
That's right, and the meaning of the word.
It means a trifle.
A trifle, a mere nothing, is correct. Well, take on it.
Thank you, Evangeline. Here's our last lady representing the Oakland E-Bell Club, Mrs. Marion Nielsen.
Yes.
Fine, Mrs. Nielsen, and you are the club...
Historian.
Fine. Awfully nice to have you back again, too.
Thank you.
You've enjoyed being on the program?
Yes, I have. Lots of fun.
So your first good word for tonight is embezzle, Mrs. Nielsen. First of all, the spelling, if you will, please.
Embezzle. E-M-B-E-Z-Z-L-E.
That gives you a point. Can you get another?
It means to abscond with money that does not belong to you.
To appropriate fraudulently to one's own use, and I can't even pronounce it, but that gives you 2 points. Okay, Vanny.
All right, and another old friend of ours on the San Francisco team, it's Phil Handley of the San Francisco News, and welcome back to the Good Word. Been practicing?
I'm afraid I haven't, Vanny, and it looks like we need it tonight.
So you've got some real competition tonight, haven't you?
We certainly have.
I told you, I warned you about that club of mine. Well, you have a good word, and it is embarrassment.
Embarrassment. E-M-B-A-R.
Boy, listen
to R-A-S-S-M-E-N-T.
You know, you could have heard that practically all over the room. Did you hear it all?
Well, I syllabized it to myself and to the I hope correctly.
I think you did absolutely correctly. Now, how about a definition for embarrassment?
Well, right at the moment, I'm embarrassed.
That's an example. to what? Flustered, did you say?
Flustered.
That's right.
Flush.
Difficulty, entanglement, discomposure. Absolutely right.
And there go the chimes signaling the end of round one in tonight's good word competition between the cities of Oakland and San Francisco in the Bay Area Spelling Championships. And while the judges are figuring up the score to this point, let me remind you that tonight's is the final match of the first 10 weeks of competition. The winner of this battle will become our first leg champions and will receive tonight $100 in coin of the realm.
Herb, we're all dying to know what the score is at this point.
Well, Vanny, it's a perfect round. The Oakland E-Bell Club, 10 points. The San Francisco Press Club, 10 points.
Oh, no, hot and heavy competition this is. It's a honey of a battle up to now, but from here on, my press club team representing San Francisco will start walking away with the match. Right, boys?
Just like you men to start bragging beforehand, and particularly of Tom Paxton. But I guess you can crow loudly now, and you can cry loud later.
Yeah, well, we'll see who does the crying here, Evangeline, because here we go with round number two. In this round, we go a little faster, and the words get just a wee bit tougher.
Now on your toes, Oakland.
Embarrassed again.
Embarrassed again. Mrs. Donald Crane, yes. You're our first lady. The first good word of round number two goes to you. It is bellicose.
Bellicose. B-E-L-L-I-C-O-S-E.
That gives you a point.
And it means belligerent or warlike.
Warlike or pugnacious. That's also correct. For 2 points.
And now we're back to Bob Hagen of the San Francisco Chronicle, representing the good city of San Francisco. And your good word is abysmal.
A-B-Y-S-M-A-L.
That's right, for another point and the meaning.
Deep, like a hole, I mean abysmal.
How deep?
Very deep.
That's right, unfathomable, something of the lowest depth.
Okay, and here's our second lady, Mrs. R.S. Holloway, the financial secretary of the Oakland E-Bell Club. Your next good word, Mrs. Holloway, is embryonic.
Embryonic, E-M-B-R... I-O-N-I-C.
I am awfully sorry, Mrs. Holloway. It is E-M-B-R-Y-O-N-I-C. But you can still get a point by giving me the correct definition.
All right. It means in the beginning. That is,
I think that's close enough. Something in its earliest development or undeveloped. You're absolutely right, and it gives you 1 point out of two.
San Francisco is now represented by Don Baldwin of the Associated Press, and your good word is... abstemious.
A-B-S-T-E-M-I-O-U-S.
That's right, for another point. And what's the meaning
of
the
good word? It means to abstain from something is to go without it. To, Well, let me think.
Well, you're thinking in the right direction. Can you go just a little farther?
If you abstain from bread, you don't eat bread.
You mean you'd be temperate? 5 seconds?
You would be at least temperate. Yes, I think you could probably use a little, but you wouldn't overindulge.
You'd be self-denying.
Yes.
Oh, I helped you a lot, but that's the definition.
All right, and here's our third lady, Mrs. Ernest Shibley, first vice president of the Oakland E-Bell Club. Mrs. Shibley, your next word is flamboyant. First of all, the spelling.
Flamboyant. F-L-A-M-B-O-Y-A-N-T.
That's absolutely correct. What are you looking up at there? I mean, she's looking up
getting
the ceiling.
An inspiration up there.
Can you give me the definition?
Oh, it means rather flashy,
bombastic?
Bombastic.
Flowery?
Yes.
Extravagant?
Yeah,
yes, that's right. That's right.
Thanks,
that gives you two points out of two.
All right, now back to Larry Davies again of San Francisco, and your good word is finesse.
Finesse. F-I-N-E-S-S-E.
That's the correct spelling. Now the definition. There go the hands again.
I wish my wife were here to define these daggone words for you.
Do you think she knows more about words than you do?
Unquestionably. finesse. Just the right... right movement, the right...
The
right touch.
Mm-hmm.
As in a bridge game, or a young lady brushing off her boyfriend.
Well, now, what is the definition of the word? You're talking about an example. Now, can you define it just a little more?
Finesse is the quality with which you deal the very...
The skill?
The skill with which you deal with a problem.
I wonder if the judge is going to say cuckoo or okay. He says, no, it's the subtle contrivance, it's the stratagem, it's the artfulness, and we lost a point for San Francisco there. Sorry, Tommy.
Okay, that ties us back up again anyway. And here's Mrs. Leroy Armstrong. Hello again, Mrs. Armstrong. Here's your next word. It's flaccid.
Flaccid. F-L-A-C-C-I-D.
You've been
flaccid.
Studying there, haven't you, Mrs. Armstrong?
Oh, I knew that.
I'll bet you know that dictionary backwards. Can you give me the correct definition?
Oh, it means weak and yielding.
Yielding, that's awfully close. Can you just give me a little...
Sort of soft.
Flabby. Lacking firmness. That's right, for 2 points. Now here's Evangeline Baker again.
All right, and we're back to Joe St. Amand. And your good word is approbation.
Approbation. A-P-P-R-O-B-A-T-I-O-N.
Right.
Means approval. But... someone sanctions
the thing.
The act
of
approving.
They give
their approbation.
Commendation, sanctioning, very good.
All right, and here's our last lady on the Oakland E-Bell team, Mrs. Marion Nielsen, club historian. Mrs. Nielsen, this time your good word is acquiescent.
Acquiescent. A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-C-E-N-T.
You're right again for 1 point. Now the definition for another.
It means agreeing.
Concurring, accepting, submissive. That's right, absolutely correct for 2 points.
Now we're back to Phil Hanley, and your good word is exorbitant.
Exorbitant. E-X-O-R-B-I-T-A-N-T. It means outlandish, extravagant.
Excessive, extravagant, going beyond the usual limits. Very good. 2 more points for San Francisco.
And there go the chimes ending round two in this hot and heavy competition between the cities of Oakland and San Francisco in this final round of the Bay Area Spelling Championships. And the score at the end of 20 good words, another tie, all tie. The Oakland E-Bell Club, 19 points. The San Francisco Press Club, 19 points.
And now comes our final round of good words, which can either make the trailer or break the leader. This is called our catch-as-catch-can round. And Tom, will you explain it to our spellers?
I certainly will, Evangeline. In this round, if the word is spelled correctly, 1 point is added to the team's score. If it is defined correctly, your team wins 2 points. If you get the good word half right and half wrong, you break even, 1 point canceling out the other. But, and here's the catch, if you miss both the spelling and the definition, 2 points are deducted from your total team score.
And any member of either team can take a try at these words. Just as soon as we give the good word, if you think you know it, jump to your feet. And the first one up gets to try it. So let's go, Tom.
All right, first of all, I'd like to ask the studio audience to hold their applause during this round so that we may get in more good words. Okay, on your mark, get set, and here is the first good catch-as-catch-can word. Are you up yet, Mrs. Crane? In weeks past, you have been the first one up. Abutment.
Phil Hanley's on his feet?
No, I think he was first. We had three ladies up over here, but I think he was first.
All right, it goes to Phil Hanley.
Abutment. A-B-U-T-M-E-N-T.
That's right. Now another point for your team.
It means a block or... Yes, it would mean a roadblock, an abutment.
Can you be just a little more specific as to what abutment is? Rather than
it would be an adjacent ledge or block.
It is actually a supporting structure, as at the end of a bridge or wall. I think we lost that point, but that breaks even, doesn't it, Tom?
That's right. And now I think it's time for you to give a catch-as-catch-can word of answer.
All right, and the next catch-as-catch-can word is commiserate.
Here's Mrs. Donald Crane up over here. We had three ladies jump up also with her, Mrs. Nielsen and Mrs. Anderson.
First,
I think
you
were first, Mrs. Crane. You're going to have to suffer for it. The word is commiserate.
C-O-M-M-I-S-E-R-A-T-E.
That gives you one point.
And it means to sympathize with or to...
And that gives you 2 points. Congratulations there, Mrs. Crane. All right, now here goes our next catch-as-catch-can word, accouterments. Here's Mrs. Donald Crane up again. I'm awfully sorry, Evangeline. She's just sitting on a spring down here, I think, tonight. Mrs. Crane, the word again is accouterments. First of all, the spelling.
It's ACCOUTREMENTS.
That's right. That's the French accoutrement. Is
yes.
Absolutely correct.
And what it means appendages or equipment, what you carry with you to...
Equipment, apparel, dressings, trappings. Absolutely correct. For two more points there, Mrs. Crane.
All right. Now, the next catch-as-catch-can word is redactor.
There's...
Bob Hagen's on his feet.
A redactor, R-E-D-A-C-T-O-R.
That's right, and what does it mean? It
means an editor.
Exactly right, and you won't express the press.
Boy, you ought to know that one. Okay, Bob, and here we go with the next catch-as-catch-can word. Look at these guys sitting on the edge of their seats over there. All right, fellas, if you're all set, here it comes. Fallacious. I'm sorry you lost. Mrs. Donald Crane is up over here again. Mrs. Crane. You're going to have five men mad at you, don't you know that?
Oh, I'm very worried about those five men.
What's the spelling of the word fallacious?
Fallacious. F-A-L-L-A-C-I-O-U-S.
That gives you a point.
And it means erroneous, in error,
erroneous
wrong.
Reasoning, misleading, deceptive. That gives you another point for another 2 points there. Okay, Vanny.
You know, Tommy, I think there's springs in all these chairs, don't you?
I certainly do.
All right, now everybody get all the springs set, because here's the next good word, and it is fortuitous.
Here is Mrs. Donald Crane up over here again. I'm awfully sorry, Evangeline.
Well, they're all up, Tommy.
You know, I think I'll just stay over on the side of the stage. Mrs. Crane, the word again, fortuitous.
We need the point so badly. Fortuitous, F-O-R-T-U-I-T-O-U-S. And it means a happy chance.
Occurring by chance as opposed
yes.
to design, casual, or accidental.
Yes.
That gives you two more points there, Mrs. Crane. Congratulations. Fellas, you're letting Lefty down. You know that, don't you? I mean, let's get behind Brother O'Doul. Here comes the next catch-as-catch-can word. Accelerate. There is one of our ladies up, Mrs. Leroy Armstrong. Mrs. Armstrong, formerly General Chairman of the Oakland D. Bell Club. The word is exhilarate. First of all...
Exhilarate. E-X-H-I-L-A-R-A-T-E.
E-X-H-I-L-E-R-A-T-E. I'm awfully sorry. Can
A-R-A-T-E.
A-T-E. E-X-H-I-L-E-R... A-T-E.
I'm sorry, it's A-R.
We'll have to ask our judge. What is it there, Judge? Do you know? We'll have to go by the script. I'm awfully sorry, Mrs. Armstrong.
You have the script wrong.
I do?
Yes, sir.
We'll have to check after the show. In the meantime, we'll skip that one. And go ahead with what you were going to say.
Exhilarate means to enliven, to give joy to.
To enliven or give joy to. Mrs. Armstrong, if you are correct, at the end of our program when we check, you'll get 2 points for that. Thank you very much. All right, Vanny.
All right, and the next word is ennui. Uh-oh, they're on the press club's on its feet first this time. The whole team, I think. All right, we'll give it to Joe St. Amant.
Ennui, E-N-N-U-I.
That's right, and what's it mean?
It means boredom.
Boredom, lack of interest, listlessness, 2 points for San Francisco.
Okay, and here comes the next catch-as-catch-can word with 7 minutes left on the air. Connoisseur.
Uh-oh.
There's a man up over
Bob
there.
Bob Hagen was up. You really have the springs working in your chair now, haven't you?
A connoisseur, C-O-N-N-I-S-S-E-U-R.
That's just a little bit wrong. It's C-O-N-N-O-I-S-S-E-U-R. And what does it mean?
It means a person who is, collects, who is a judge and a collector and a lover of fine things.
A critical judge of anything, especially art and so on. That breaks even the misspelling, but the correct definition.
That's absolutely correct, and I think you have the next catch-as-catch-can
word. That's right, I do, and it is vituperative.
Here's Mrs. Crane up over here again. Mrs. Donald Crane, corresponding secretary. The word again, vituperative. First of all, the spelling.
Vituperative. V-I-T-U-P-E-R-A-T-I-V-E.
That gives you 1 point.
And it means particularly violent in speech, scolding, and...
Fault-finding, abusive.
Finding.
Yes, that's right. For 2 more points there, Mrs. Crane. And now we come to our next catch-as-catch-can word. I believe it's mine, and it's... Don't get up yet, Mrs. Crane. I mean... Here we go. Ascension. Mrs. Crane is up first of all yet. I'm awfully sorry. Gee,
now, you know I was sitting down.
Yes, I know
that.
You were, but... okay. Ascension.
Ascension. A-S. C-E-N-S-I-O-N.
O-O-N?
No, O-N.
Okay, that gives you 1 point.
And ascension means a rising, a going up.
The elevation or rising of a thing. The act of ascending. That's absolutely right and gives you, Mrs. Crane, 2 more points for the Oakland E-Bell Club.
All right, and now the next good word is succinct. Bob Hagen was surely on his feet. Who was it? Do you think it was down here? Well, the judges say it was Bill Handley anyway. It was San Francisco. All right,
succinct.
Now.
Yes, S-U-C-C-I-N-C-T.
That's right.
Means pithy or short, terse.
Said in a few words. Very good. 2 points for San Francisco.
Okay, that's 2 more for us, fellas. Time's getting short here now. 5 minutes left on the air. Here goes our next catch-as-catch-can word. It's enigmatic.
They're all on their feet.
The judge
says
it's your man.
Bob Hagen was first, wasn't he?
Enigmatic. E-N-I-G-M-A-T-I-C.
Right. And what's the meaning of the word?
It means mysterious, incapable of being understood.
Like a riddle, anything that puzzles or baffles, and two more points.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Herb Ellis, our announcer and scorekeeper over here, says we're 4 points behind there, men. And here comes the next catch-as-catch-can word from Evangeline.
And it's emolument.
Here is Mrs. Donald Crane up over here. Once again, Mrs. Crane, you seem to be the only one we talk to in this department. Emolument.
I think you're not looking at the other ladies at the moment. You're headed my way.
You're just a little streak of brown tonight.
Well,
Mrs.
I guess
Crane.
That's it. Emolument. E-M-O-L-U-M-E-N-T.
That gives you 1 point.
And it means a reward or a recompense.
The salary or wage paid in connection with a service, advantage, gain, or profit, and that gives you 2 more points for the Oakland E-Bell Club. All right, and now here goes our next catch-as-catch-can word with 4 minutes left on the air. Exorcise.
Bob Hagen's on his feet, wasn't he? Do you think it was Joe again? All right, Joe, say him on.
Exorcise. E-X-O-R-C-I-S-E.
That's right.
It means to drive out.
To cast out as an evil spirit. Very good. 2 points for San Francisco.
Okay, that gives us 2 more, Evangeline,
then
and
I think
you have the next one.
That's right, and it is embrasure.
Here's Mrs. Donald Crane up again before any of the men of the San Francisco Press Club got on their feet. Do you actually know the words, or are you just taking a chance and rising?
Oh, I'm just taking a chance. I'm really afraid I am on this one.
Well, you're doing a very nice job, though. The word again?
Embrasure.
Fine.
E-M-B-R-A-S-U-R-E.
Well, that gives you 1 point.
And it's an opening in the wall.
A wall. 2 more points for you. As for a cannon, you're absolutely correct there, Mrs. Crane. Herb Ellis, our announcer and scorekeeper, says he's about out of space adding up your score over here. Evangeline Baker.
It's your word, Tommy.
It's
I can't pronounce the next one. Say nothing
here.
To spell it.
You're getting a little excited, you know. Assiduous. Here's Mrs.
Bob Hagen was on his feet first this time.
A-S-S-I-D-U-O-U-S.
That's right.
It means diligent in pursuing something.
Unremitting, devoted, or constant. 2 points for San Francisco. Now this one is mine, Tommy, isn't it?
That's right.
And here it is for everybody. Appurtenance. Joe St. Amant was first.
A-P-P-U-R-T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
That's right.
Means an attachment of some kind.
Something belonging to or attached to something else, an accessory. 2 more points for San Francisco.
I think we have time for about 1 more word here. It's acclimatized.
Joe St. Amant was on his feet first.
A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-I-Z-E.
Right.
Means to become accustomed to something.
Absolutely correct, and 2 more points.
Okay, hold everything, teams, because there is the end of tonight's battle.
All right, you are, Tom, and while the score is being prepared, I'd like to say thank you for all of us to the spelling teams that represented the cities of Burlingame, Alameda, Richmond, and Berkeley. You were all good sports and good losers. And now the final score of tonight's big championship battle, so hang on to your loudspeakers. The E-Bell Club, representing the good city of Oakland, 35 points. The San Francisco Press Club, 35 points.
Okay, well, here's the way it stands right now. Ladies and gentlemen, apparently it looks as if it is a tie score tonight between Oakland and San Francisco, which means we are going to have to split the $100 award. However, you ladies of the Oakland E-Bell Club, don't get excited. After the program, we're going to check, and if that word is correct, Mrs. Armstrong, the word that I got through the whole thing correctly, that means you win by, I believe, 2 points, and that means, or 1 point, that means that you ladies will get the $100. We'll announce the news next week. And now, here is Herb Ellis to say a few words.
Friends, be listening for the good word next Wednesday evening when we start the second 10 weeks of Tough Spelling and Defining Competition. If you'd like to be here in person to root for your club, sex, or city, write to the good word KGO San Francisco, and tickets will be mailed to you. And now, until next week...
This is Evangeline Baker saying good luck.
And Tom Paxton saying good health.
And Herb Ellis saying good night for the good word.
Okay, now thank you very much, ladies. Before we get off the air here, I want to give you some Daphne Bouquet perfume made by M.A. Bouquet Laboratories of San Francisco. I know you're going to enjoy it. For the men, Davigno, secretaries, and wallets. Congratulations to everyone.
Good word is produced by Hap Coffin. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.